Hey everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina. How's it going?
Hi, Chirac. How are you?
I'm good. Eager today?
I know.
What are we going to talk about? Beaver.
Today, I thought, what?
What was that?
I'm eager beaver. It's a saying.
No, it's not the saying. It
was the shaking of the head.
That was worrying. Yeah.
Basically. So today, we are going to talk about returning your goods that you've bought from online shopping.
Which, I mean, is I'd imagine is just a general thing that people are dealing with currently in the world climate. But then also last week was Black Friday.
It was, yeah. It was Black Friday. And yes, there has been a lot of online shopping this year. And I've been at people's houses. And I mean, this has been going on for years. I see the things that people have bought and then it doesn't fit or it doesn't look good or it's the wrong color or whatever. And it's just lying in the box or in the bag. And I'm like, what is this? And they're like, oh, I was supposed to send it back. I'm like, well, you're supposed to do it straight away. People don't. So
it's funny as well. Like a lot of times, you know, and I've heard this from so many people, right? That they'll say like, oh, I don't want to buy from X. I want to buy from Y because they have a good return policy.
Yes.
You know, like, so people do actively factor it in when they're making the decision, but then they don't actually return it.
I know. And it drives me insane. I mean, that's a lot of money that you're wasting. And, you know, the amount of times I've found things that we end up just giving away for donation because they have forgotten to give it back within that time frame. So, you know, you have to build a habit, and which is like with anything that comes with organizing and decluttering your life. But this, you know, you think about it, like for some people, they buy from places like Net-a-Porter and they've spent thousands of dirhams or pounds or dollars on this stuff, and then they're not giving it back. That's wasted money that you could buy on something that does fit you or does look good or does work.
And then again, not to mention it's taking up real estate space in your house. I mean, especially like with things like shoes and clothes and stuff that is just sitting there. It's pure clutter that you don't get rid of easily as well, right?
So the first thing to do is when the item comes, don't just leave it in the box because people love doing that. I don't know what are you doing? You bought it to use it. Why are you leaving it in the box to contemplate whether you're going to open it and use it one day, like in a few months' time when the refund policy is gone completely? So, you know, just open it straight away. As soon as it comes in, sanitize it, do all that thing, then open it up and try on the clothes. It will only take you 5 minutes, you know, maybe 10 minutes if it's something else. So whatever it is, take it out of the box, look at it, review it, see if it's the right thing, if it's broken, if it's the right size. I was buying flip-flops from this store online and it came 3 times and it was the wrong size. Turned out that Havaianas have got a weird way of sizing their flip-flops, which was what the issue was. And it took the store and myself 4 tries to figure out what the issue was. And I finally got the shoes in the right size. But it got to the point where I was immediately taking them out in front of the delivery guy, looking at it and going, this is the wrong size again, and giving it back to him. And then he just said to me, go online and
do
the refund
thing.
You have to do
a separate process.
Yeah, but he's like, I'll process it on my side, but you do it immediately. And of course I would. So you do that. So as soon as it comes in, open it up, take it out of the packaging, keep the packaging just in case for now, which is very rare that I say that, but keep the packaging. Try on the item or use the item immediately and check that it works, that it's what you wanted. If it's not, put it immediately back into the box or into the bag that you've got it in and go online. So this will take you 5 to 15 minutes of time, but it'll save you a lot of problems and it'll mean that you can give it back and get your money back. So once you go online, so some places have got complicated ways of filling in forms to give back. And I know, I mean, there's, you know, one clothes shop that it's got like all these, you have to fill in these forms and you have to do this thing online. So they give you the forms in the box, which you have to sign and fill up why you want to give it back. But then you also have to do it online again to book the delivery person to come and pick it up. And it's a pain, but I just do it because I just don't want it in my house and I want my money back.
Yeah, and then there's been like, we've heard stories, especially of the new entrants into the space. Like they haven't had e-commerce as an option and they just entered it. And I know of at least one company here That like you can buy stuff online, but then when you want to return it, you have to go back physically into the store, which is again problematic.
Yes.
I think one word of caution here in most cases is please read the returns policy. I know a lot of people do read and they think 14 days returns, oh, that's great, I'm going to do it. But actually just read through the returns policy and make sure that the process is straightforward. I mean, of course, the big players, they do have really good return policies and flows as well. So you can fill out forms easily, get it done quickly. But when you're buying of someone that is maybe not such a big player, and you should buy from your local stores. Just be careful or just understand what it is. But pick up the phone, call them sometimes, right? And just be like, hey, listen, I'm about to buy this from you. I don't see how your process works. Just let me know. Especially with things you're unsure about, right? Yeah. Like, so clothes are a good example. I mean, even there's decorative wear and stuff. Where you're like, it looks good in pictures, but you don't know what it's going to look like in your house. All of this stuff, I think it's so important to like just take 2 minutes in advance and make sure you can return it as well.
I mean, there was an American store that does living stuff and kitchen stuff, and I bought a kitchen item. We love buying from that shop online, don't we? So, and I bought, and it didn't. The cutlery tray didn't fit. One of the cutlery trays fits in my drawer. I bought the second version, and that didn't fit. It's the most bizarre thing ever. So I thought that I could just go to the store because I was going to go to the mall anyway. And I went, it's easier just instead of getting the courier to come and pick it up and being at home and all that, I'll just give it at the store. So I went to the store and I said, this is the situation. And they were very good because I'm sure they have this all the time. But they went, actually, no, you're supposed to do it online and it has to go through an online system because they've got different processing.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry, but I've brought it now. And they went, don't worry, we'll do it outside. So they sorted it out, gave me the refund there, and they were like, we'll do everything from your account so that it will be sorted out. We'll organize it. But that's because they're a big American company like here. But saying that, we've seen tweets about a Swedish company. Somebody wanted to return clothes to a Swedish company, and they told them that they couldn't do online, like they couldn't have someone come up and pick up those items. You can deliver it but not pick it up, and then you had to go to the store. So yeah, check what happens. Preferably choose the item that is the right size, but we know that with clothes and shoes, sometimes you choose things and it's the wrong... fit properly.
There's so much variance as well between stores and stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you've bought at that store before, you know your exact size. And of course, I mean, it's COVID. Our sizes are changing constantly as well. So it just... I mean, my point is, I think, just keep your options open. Don't like lock yourself into something that you do get stuck with products that you can't then return as well.
Exactly. So try it on or test it. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't fit, put it back in the box. Go straight away online, fill in the forms, fill in everything. If you need to print some things, preferably get a printer or get someone to do it for you. Book for the delivery. So in a few of the international clothing companies, you do everything online and then, you know, DHL will call you to book an appointment and you organize it with them, which is great because it's DHL at least. So, you know, it's going to be done properly. And then keep that item by the door, ready to be given to the courier, because it shouldn't be anywhere around them. You wanted to give it away as quickly as possible out of the door. So have that done. If you do need to go to the store and return it, find out how long you've got to return it and put it straight away into your car. So go to your car if you've got a car, or put it by your front door if you don't drive. And, you know, so it's ready for you to take it with you when you next go to the mall or to that shop. The main thing is that you want to get it out of your real estate. You want to get your money back and you want to get a replacement or a refund. You know, think about that. But, you know, don't leave it languishing. Don't throw it into a cupboard, which I've seen a lot of times, boxes and bags of stuff in cupboards. And then you take it out a year later and go, oh, yeah, I was supposed to give that back. Don't do that. Take it out immediately. Put it on your coffee table, put it on your desk so that it's there for you to sort out with, you know, online to do the refunds. So, yeah, so that's my tips for returning your goods online.
I thought of one more thing. One more thing, but this is from the point of view if you're the gift giver. I think it's super important that if you're buying something for someone else, because I think a lot of people are going to end up doing that.
Yes.
Or have already done that. Be mindful of the same stuff as well. Look at the return policy. At least make sure that the person you're gifting has an option to return something, especially if you're buying things like clothes. Most stores now at least do gift receipts.
Yeah.
Or some version of those things where it completely allows the person receiving the gift to independently return it without having to involve you. looking for those options wherever possible. Just make it easy for the person receiving the gift to return it, because that's, I think, one of the bigger problems as well. You receive something and you're like, well, this person spent money, has given it to me, I can't return it. Or the process is, it's from a place that you can't return easily or whatever, and now somebody else is stuck with a bit of clutter. So
One
more thing to think about.
Yeah, gift receipts are awesome, and definitely to click on gift receipt options, especially when you're buying for Christmas now. If a lot of stores, they're great that you can go to the actual store if they've got a retail store as well. But then, of course, with the lockdown in lots of countries like the UK, everything's shut down, so you can't go to the store. So, yeah, see what you can do to help the other person as well. That's great. That's a great tip, Chirag. You're very good today.
Thank you. Was the today really necessary?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it, what we have for you for this week.
And if you do want to get in touch with me, you can always contact me at declutterme@declutterme, or go to my website, declutterme.com, and you can listen to all the podcasts on your favorite player. And I would love it if you could leave a review, even if you just put a few stars, if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of those, and also on YouTube. We're on YouTube, so it'd be lovely if you could just give a little review. It'll help boost us up as well. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening to us every week, and also for all the comments. I really do appreciate it. All right, thank you. Bye.